UK, tens of thousands march in London in two separate protests. London saw two big Saturday protests, one against immigration fears, another for Palestinian rights. More than 120,000 people marched through central London on Saturday in two separate protests. One group opposed high immigration and demanded stricter controls. The other rallied in solidarity with Palestinians amid the war in Gaza and West Bank. A wave of demonstrations swept central London on Saturday as two separate crowds marched through the streets, each carrying sharply different messages. The first protest, organized by the group Stop the Boats UK, Stop the Boats UK, drew tens of thousands of people to oppose what they called uncontrolled immigration and a perceived threat to British identity from Islamic influence. Many carried signs reading, "Take back control," and "No more mass migration." The group has been active since 2022, pushing for tighter border controls and lower net migration figures, which hit a record 745,000 last year. This protest followed a similar march in March that drew around 40,000 people, showing growing public frustration over immigration policies under the current government UK government. The second protest, led by the Palestine Solidarity Campaign Palestine Solidarity Campaign, filled the streets near Parliament Square with chants of "Free Palestine" and signs demanding an end to the war in Gaza. Organizers claimed 80,000 people joined, while police estimated closer to 50,000. The group has been a vocal critic of UK government policy on Israel, calling for sanctions and arms embargoes. This march came just days after a British court ruled that arms exports to Israel could continue despite concerns over civilian casualties in Gaza. The protest also coincided with a global wave of solidarity actions tied to the six-month mark of the war, which has killed over 32,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza Health Officials. This audio version was produced automatically by Global BR News.